The idea of eternal return is a mysterious one, and Nietzsche has often perplexed other philosophers with it. To think that everything recurs as we once experienced it, and that the recurrence itself recurs ad infinitum, what does this mad myth signify? Putting it negatively, the myth of eternal return states that a life which disappears once and for all, which does not return, is like a shadow, without weight, dead in advance, and whether it was horrible, beautiful, or sublime. Let us therefore agree that the idea of eternal return implies a perspective from which things appear other than as we know them. They appear without the mitigating circumstance of their transitory nature. This mitigating circumstance prevents us from coming to a verdict. But how can we condemn something that is ephemeral, in transit? In the sunset of dissolution, everything is illuminated by the aura of nostalgia, even the guillotine. In the world of eternal return, the weight of unbearable responsibility lies heavy on every move we make. This is why Nietzsche called the idea of eternal return the heaviest of burdens. Thus, trust the commission. If eternal return is the heaviest of burdens, then our lives can stand out against it in a world as splendid lightness.
It is very important to play the record over and over, because you learn by listening. Later on, we will tell you how to order breakfast just as you would in any colorful German restaurant.
Oh, Podcast for the week of December 22nd with your host Razor Girl. To see today's playlist, please visit regenmag.com under podcasts. Now back to the show.
We'll be right back. second row here, watch what these seats do. They fold down here, and then...
All the places I'm dying to go to, all the people you're dying will save.
Just that all the way.
You're tuned into Regen Radio. Coming up in 2 weeks will be our feature on the top 10 albums of 2008. Check out regenmag.com for the staff picks of what was the best this year.
make me do as I'm told. I'll do what I will until I'm dead and cold. Try and make me do as I'm told. Scared to ever make a mark, denying all others the heat from your flame. Well, where would we be if we all did the same? The world is stuck on automatic. We could do with a little magic. You should be proud of all that you are. There's no time to waste here. Be a star. Disbehave. Disbehave. Be a
Thanks for listening to the Regen Radio Podcast. That is all for this week. See you next week for the last show of 2008. This has been Regen Radio.